British culture, hire a person who ploughs however small the amount he's got. A menachish b'kar ha'elon is someone who hoes around the roots of the trees. A makas masavim is someone who cuts grass, or hemzarei desasarigim, or cuts branches to the apizakaka to improve the appearance of the ground. How is that? This is the tevada of ploughing. Mishiyasek also will have however small the amount he does is chayav. Hey, I'm Ashup now, so I'm also someone who evens out the surface of the field. It's Hishpil Atel Rododa, for example, he lowers a little hillock and fattens it, a Mile Hagai fills in a hole. Chayav Mishum Chayav, he's chayav because of Chayav of ploughing. Shuri Kalshu, the amount is however small. The Chayin Kalam Ashup Gomesh Shuri Kalshu, and also someone who buttons who makes even cavities in the ground, the shear is however small the cavity was, is high base. As a rack also high person who sows however small the amount is high. As a matter of Ilan Fishis Machaitami and Zaria, someone who prunes a tree to make it grow is the same as Zaria. Or a mashkit smoking alone is Bishawa, someone who waters and plants and showers, how that he led this Zaria of a high culture. It is a telada of Zerah, and he's chayav however small the amount. Achein hasherich itin usar nekirt and mayim. Someone soaks wheat barley in water. Ahar is a telada Zerah. This is a telada of Zerah. Achayav b'kol shum is chayav however small the amount. Gimel a kerse kegergeres. If someone reaps the amount of one dried fig, he's chayav. Telish teladas kaitse, who uprooting something is a telada of kaitse, a fall, oikadav megidulu, megidule, chayav mishum kaitse. Whoever uproots something from its place of growth is chayav because of kaitse and fikok. Therefore, tsre, sholabas of him, a stone on which grass is growing, a kosher sholabas snare, a kosher, which is a plant which is like a parasite and grows on a thorn bush. A sovereign shasam chalgabe a chavis and grass growing on a barrel, hatelish men chayev. If someone uproots them, is chayev. Shizehu mocking gidulam, because this is the place where they are growing. Avla telish miotas sheni noku. If someone uproots something from a plant pot which doesn't have a holy spot, and if they shen ze mocking gidulam, this isn't considered to be the place it grows. Miotas noku of a plant pot which has a home, if they share a cotton, even if it's only big enough for a tiny root, harizuke eretz, it is considered to be the ground, but telish men achayev, and someone uproots from it is chayev. Now, any kind of plant which by cutting it down it helps it grow in a spast of silk or like beetroot and clover. A person who cuts it accidentally is chayav, inadvertently is chayav two chatais. Achas meishu kaitzer, one because he's reaping, the achas meishu neten, the other one because he is planting. Again, hazim also pruning root tackle aids him when he needs the wood. Chayav mishum kaitzer and mishum neitet, both because of chopping down, also because of planting, because it helps it grow. Chayav shushu shalof shalabas of him, a little pile of dust on which grass is growing. If he lifts up the whole pile now, the grass from the ground, but nichal gabi yasedos, he puts it on poles. Chayav mishum telish is chayav because of telish uprooting. Hoysal gabi yasedos and nichal horas. If it was already on poles, he puts it on the ground. Chayav mishum zereh is chayav because of zereh. Tein mishav should be there, and figs which dried out on the actual tree. V'chein ilan shiyav should be raised up by any tree whose fruit dried out on it. Hatelis me mishav is chayav. Someone who pulls them off on Shams is chayav. Hapi shein kakurim lehinin tumah. Even though they're already considered to be uprooted when regarding tumah. Hey. Hatelis ul shein mazaret zaradin. Someone who uproots endives and one who chops off branches. If he intended to eat them, the amount is the gregaris, the dried fig. If it was intended for animal fodder, the quantity to be chayev is the mouthful of a kid. If it was intended for burning, the shear is sufficient to be able to cook an egg. A person gathers together food. If he intended to eat it, the quantity is gregaris. The behemoth, if you gathered for an animal, shiurik him like PGD. If a mouthful of a kid, give him a soccer, and the shiurik, the lavash of beitza, if we're burning it, it's enough to bake, to boil an egg. Beitza, more of a chalmokim, or wherever you mention egg in this concept, beitza, beinuni, shaltan gurlin, it's a medium sized chicken egg. Kol mokim shene makadei levashel beitzah. Whenever he says sufficient time, sufficient to cook an egg, makadei levashel to gregeres me beitzah, sufficient to cook a gregeres of an egg, or gregeres ech meshlesher beitzah. A gregeres is one third of the size of an egg. Ve'ein imor el gedei kaka. Gathering can only be, is only applies to things growing in the ground. Vav hamakabetz tivei lavi osam men agulah. The person gathers together figs and makes a round circle of them. Oshenek knock out the ani v'hichnas achavavan. He makes a hole in figs and puts a string through it. Oshenuskabzu gufechon until they gather together in one body. How is that? That is miyamer. This is a tilada of gathering. Chayv and ischayv. Chen kolki it's mazel. Hadash gregaris of someone threshes the amount of gregaris. Chayv is chayv. Ein disha l'vigdolei kaka. Disha can only apply things growing in the ground. Farek, and someone who removes something from its place of growth, separates. Harihita ledes hadosh. It is a tilada of threshing. Mechayv and yischayv. Chen kolki it's mazel. Achelav asar behemot, someone milks a cow, chayv, mishum mefarek yischayv, because of mefarek, we're removing. Chen achelav bechay sheyeshle or if someone wounds an animal which has a skin, chayv, mishum mefarek yischayv, mefarek, because he's removing the blood. Bushiyat tzarek l'dam, that's only if he needs the blood, sheyetim minachabur, which comes from the wound. Avalim niskavim lahazik mevalik, he intends to damage potus, potum, pneishum mekalkan, because this is destructive. And if it's only chayv, removing if in the blood or the milk, there is the shear of gregaris. The rabbi disagrees, and the rabbi says, in liquid it's a different shear. Ches. When is this said? Only if you injure, if you wound an animal. Chayv eif. Okay, it's them and the like. Avol achayv, if someone wounds another person, afal pishin is kavan lahazik, even though it intends to damage, Chayiv is chayiv, because of his satisfaction. Because his mind cools down, and his temper goes. For his purposes, he's considered to have done something constructive. Even though he doesn't need the blood, that he drew, chayiv is still chayiv. Test. There are eight kinds of rodents which is mentioned in the Torah about tumah. Hey, shesh lehem earth, they are the ones which have a skin. In Shabbos, mechayav behem of yoif. And so far Shabbos goes, they are the same as other animals. Avashashkotzim remoshim lehem over. Other creepy crawlies and insects have no skin. Vikach hachayav behem potter. The person who wounds them is potter. V'yachod hachayav behem achayav yoif. Whether the person wounds an animal, or bishmein shrotzim, or these eight rodents, where also behem kabur, and makes a wound in them, yotzmein dam, and he draws blood from them, or the blood gathers in a bruise. Afar bishli yotz, even though it doesn't go out, chayiv is chayiv. Yud. Aseichet sab peiros leitzmein mem. A person squeezes fruit to draw out their juice. Chayiv mishum mefarik is chayiv because of separating. It's only if in the amount of fruit juice that he gets out is a gregarious. Only chayv on treading olives and grapes. You may squeeze a bunch of grapes into food. Because the liquid, when it comes into the food, is considered to be food. So it comes out that he's removing one food, one solid, from another solid. If he squeezes it into a container which has no food, how is that derech? This is considered to be treading grapes. Someone milks into food, or if he actually sucks the milk from the animal, potur. It's only chayv if he milks into a keli. If someone winnows or separates the amount of the gregarious, it's chayv. And if someone sets milk, it's a tilad of bereh. If one separates least from the liquid, how is a tilad of bereh? It is a tilad of bereh, a tilad of merakit, or one of sifting, chayv and chayv. Shazera Bera Marakid, winnowing, separating, and sifting, doming in your names, that was there. The ideas are similar to one another. They man one away some shlosha. Why do they count as three? They should come locha, shy the Mishkan, when the host of Miatzma, any locha, which was in the Mishkan, is count on itself. Someone separates food from waste, the shy the fun of Shneemin, and has two kinds of food, a bear, min, min, Ach, he separates one from the other, but not to be kvar chayv. He uses a proper sieve, he's chayv. Because never tamcha, if he uses a wicker basket, he's potter. In Bura Biyadu, lachal the ultimate, if he separates with his hands, to eat immediately, it's permitted. Good Gil Abarab said that someone separates the waste from the food, afila biyadu achas, even with one hand, he's chayv. Abarab to amaze him, but said that shalem, if he separates lupins from their waste, chayv is chayv, because shab sele shalem, and matekes, they say, she shall be aysa. But the waste, to make them sweeter when you cook them, when you stew them. And him said, kibarab said that shalem, derech echel lachayv, so it comes out that he's taking the pseudos, the waste from the food in his chayv. A bear echum dekpsel, if someone separates food from waste, be odd by hand, lo hanichay, but to leave it, I feel the bay, and even later on the same day, nasik a bear, the oited zidif, he's separating for store the chayv in his chayv. Hoy lefon of shnei min echon, if you have two kinds of food, you're often mixed together, bear echum miyachon, you can separate one from the other, may niach leachon miyad, and put it down, if it's going to be eaten straight away. If you put it aside to be eaten after a time, even in the same day, for example, he sorted it in the morning, to eat in the evening, chayv is chayv. Yudal. If someone sieves through water, wine, or oil, and other liquids, and a special strainer, chayv is chayv. If he does the quantity of a gregaris, you may strain through wine which has no lee source or clear water, and the sudar in a wick for mitzvahs with the cloth or an Egyptian basket, so it should be especially clear. You can put water onto lee so that it should turn clear. Sometimes you may put a beaten egg into a strainer, shachadil of a mustard, they should sell it so that it should make them clear. Chadil, shalosh may have Shabbos if you've prepared, must be for Shabbos lamocha, macha v'sheis ben biyad mekeli. Next day you can mash it and drink the liquid, whether you do it by hand or with a keli. Chen yayin megite, kol zman shud toseis, fresh wine, as long as it's still fermenting. Terech chavis b'shemaracha, v'leis natecha sedor, and you may upturn the whole barrel with its lease, and dregs and pour it into cloth. Shadayin le'nifrish ha'shmarim le'ayayin, because the residue has not yet been separated from the wine yoffer properly. V'chol ha'yayin hu v'echad, the whole lot is considered to be one body. Chenachadon v'chol kretzbuzer, the same with the prior to mustard and lye. That's why teichen k'gregas chayv, if a person mills the amount of k'gregas he's chayv, v'chol ha'soichik t'volim samonim machdashes, the person who pounds spices in their pounder, how is that teichen? It's teichen l'chayv nischayv. A machatech here of tolish harizu toled is teichen. If you cut up a vegetable which is already uprooted, this is a tolada of milling. If you saw wood to have use of the sawdust, v'ashof loshin shematechas chayv in mishiyoshiv kolshehu, and if you a file, metal, you chayv as soon as you file a little bit. If a person chops wood, if you chop wood, you're not chayv until you chop up sufficient to be able to cook a gregaris of an egg. There's that. If a person sieves is as much as a gregaris, he's chayv. A lost gregaris chayv, a person needs. The amount of gregaris is chayv, hamagabel as they offer, if he mixes earth, harizato, let us lash, it is a telada, like making a cement out of it, it's a telada of kneading. Kamashiura, what is the shirk? The lashes pikur shal tsofi zahar, enough to make the cover of a gold smelter's keli. You cannot mix, knead, ash, or thick sand, labor murisim, labor gates of a hen, or bran and the like. The person soaks sesame seeds or flax seeds in water, because of kneading. Because they mix and get stuck together and make a solid block. Rabbit is of the opinion that just by putting the water in on its own, it's already accomplished losh, perchi.